Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Beckman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Beckman. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Welich. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Chase. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ken Chase. And now, play ball. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a line drive towards first. Vernon catches it and steps on first to double up Suter. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Suter. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Siebert moves to third. Two outs. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chase fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Chase settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich is 0-for-1 in the game. Welich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Welich reaches second base with a double. Chase moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chase scores. Welich moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Senators, 1. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Welich scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 2-1, Senators. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Senators. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Siebert reaches third base with a triple. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, Senators, 3. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckman bunts towards the mound. Chase fields it and throws to first for the out. Brancato moves to second. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chase fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brancato moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brancato scores. Suter moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. Moses moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. McCoy moves to second. Walt Masterson now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. McCoy scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 8-3, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bloodworth moves to second. Lum Harris now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. Bloodworth moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wellage takes first base on ball 4. Early moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth scores. Early scores. Wellage moves to second. It's 8-5, Athletics. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Carrasquel now pitching. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-2 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCoy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wellage strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West pinch hits for Alex Carrasquel. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny McFadden now pitching. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCoy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Welledge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Lewis reaches third base with a triple. Kramer scores. Vernon goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7, Athletics. Chubby Dean now pitching. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lewis scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 8, Senators, 8. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bloodworth hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis juggles the ball. That's an error on Lewis. Chapman scores. Brancato moves to second. It's 9-8, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brancato scores. Dean moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-8, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCoy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Senators 8. The Senators will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Welledge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Washington Senators, 8. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.